Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Something Brewing. I am Tracy Mahan, and I'm here with the wonderful, amazing, creative, insightful, and very psychic Cherry Divine. Come on in, Cherry.
What? Is somebody talking to me? Huh? I think I'm hearing voices. No, I couldn't resist when you said psychic. It's like, it's coming to me
Not
now.
Not just somebody psychic, wants... but very psychic. Is it coming to you that somebody's talking about you?
That's it. And I just knew to answer and say, oh, somebody's talking about me. Good morning, everyone.
That's right.
Okay. I have to warn everybody. I got very little sleep last night. That makes me a little goofy at times, silly.
Let's tell people why you didn't sleep.
Because many years ago, I was a huge Stephen King fan, and I read the book It probably two or three times, scared the heck out of myself each time. And now I do not have a great fondness for clowns. But my granddaughter and I went and saw the movie It. And they did a superb job. They actually stayed with the book. I was so impressed. You know how normally when a book's written and they do a movie, they all of a sudden it's like watching two things or a watered down version. They stayed with it. It was amazing. Anyway.
Amazing. And scary.
Amazing. And scary. Well, you know, it's almost more of a thriller than a scare by minute, but oh my goodness, the kids that acted in that show, perfect. Perfect.
Really?
I'm changing occupations. I'm going to be a movie critic.
Right.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah. Good morning, Debbie. So
yes,
let's tell people how to find us in that chat room, clown girl.
Well, clown girl. Oh, my goodness. If I put on clown makeup and walked over to see my granddaughter, she would just wet herself. I am sorry. Anyway.
I can't believe you got her to go with you.
She's the one that wanted to see it. I was amazed she got me to go with her. She was sure she wanted to see it. She did really good, but then she was in the big debate. Did she go home and sleep upstairs because she has the only bedroom upstairs by herself, or did she come home and sleep with me? But it turned out her older sister was up when the movie was over. And so she had me drop her off, and I bet she either slept in the room with her older sister or on the couch downstairs. I just bet. And
yeah,
you know, I'm pretty psychic on this. So, anyway,
you're very psychic.
Yes. And we have our Karens with us too. And so, hello, hello. Anyway, chat rooms. Back to chat rooms. Back to what's going on with us today. You can go to the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. We are there. Or you can go to Facebook and join us on the Cat Media Two page. It's a private group. It allows you your privacy. If you're a closet spiritualist, then it keeps it secret. Only you know. Oh, I know. I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry. So, because sometimes it's really fun just to have fun. And that's what it's all about. It's for me today.
Our secret chat room. Bum, bum,
yes. Bum. There we go.
Wonderful.
And there's an and to all of this. We will be taking calls around the half hour. And if you would like to talk to us, call 646-668-8389. Poke the number one so we know you actually want to talk to us. If you just get on the line and press 5, then we're just going to think you're listening. And you may have a darned important question.
Yeah, we don't want to miss your very, very important questions.
I know,
Some of those questions are life-changing and for real. So we want to know.
So,
all right. So we're going to talk about, do you know how powerful you are? Do you know?
And do you know? And the reason this topic came up is Tracy and I were talking, and we're looking out at all of the events that are occurring right now. And many times people feel very small and very insignificant, and as if, you know, they have no part in any of anything that's going on and have no ability to help refocus and change the direction. And that is not a truth. Each and every person is this immense, powerful being. And as you are able to focus your energy on, you know, in a different format, a different idea, a different way of life, you're actually adding energy to creating something better. You notice I went for better. I didn't go into any of the low negative stuff. We're just going better.
Well, and here's, you know, we always have theme week, right? It's like our week kind of coincides with our idea for the show. And I spent some time with my sister yesterday, and on Monday, I had to figure out what day it was. Oh my gosh. Anyways, on Monday, I had Nancy Newman, the toe reader lady, on my show, and she had read my sister's feet. And so there was, without getting into too many details, she was questioning, or just kind of, she said, things just have lately just been very odd, where she just realizes how small we really are. And I referenced, I said, yeah, it's kind of like we're an ant farm, isn't it? And then here's Terry making this ant banner. It was so perfect. So, well, you know, I just love how synchronicities work. But anyways, we had this conversation yesterday, and before I got to see what you had created and everything. So it was very fitting. Like, that's why I'm like, I love the ants. That's so cool.
Well, you know, it's so fun is that we were talking about the banner and what to, you know, to make it up. And I'm going, okay, what is it? What seems very small yet so powerful? And think of how an ant, what they carry. They can carry things, what, almost 100 times their own weight? I believe that's what it is. I could be exaggerating. If I am, that is not on purpose, but it's some enormous amount. Yet when they work together, they can move mountains one little speck of dirt at a time.
Yeah.
So that mountain that was over there the other day, that's now. But yeah, you know, we're the same way. It is. If we want to create change, we have the ability to do this in our own lives, personally, or in the lives as a whole, because we are co-creating. And the way to do that is to really start looking at your belief systems, your thought patterns, your old trainings, all of this, and refocus your energy. I mean, we have so many things going on right now. We've had the hurricanes. We have the conflicts outside between the various countries and the political agendas. We've had the Equifax thing. All of this is creating this huge chaotic world. Yet if we step up, open our hearts and send light out and start creating from the heart, we have the ability to create a different reality. You know, remember when we were talking the other day about, I believe it was you and I, Tracy, or you and me, anyway, and we're talking about being, you know, the human reality being like flypaper, or being sucked into something. As you start to raise your energy and your vision up, and then all of a sudden something, maybe it was my nephew and I, somebody and I had this conversation now. Anyway, then an event happens, and you get refocused on the event, the negative event, and sucked back in it, and then kind of stuck like flypaper. You get trapped right there.
Yeah, and that's so many times that happens. Yeah.
Well, and that's what this feels like. And that's what I was thinking last night, because I was talking to my daughter and her husband about the Equifax and after I event. And after I left, I thought, oh my gosh, I got sucked in. Wow.
Yeah.
Pulled right back in. It does help that I had a background in loss prevention. I was a internal investigator for a large retail chain, and so we dealt with fraud. And so it just actually triggered all of that old awareness. And you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to watch this, you got to watch that. So,
you know, you brought it up. So I kind of want to ask the audience, and, you know, there's a few of you guys in our Facebook chat room. And if you're just joining us and you would like to join the Facebook chat room, that's over at Cat Media 2. And it's the word cat, C-A-T, media, M-E-D-I-A, with the number 2 at the end of that with no space. Come on over there, join us. We'd love to chat with you. But I'm curious with the audience we got in the chat room right now and over in Blog Talk Chat, which Cherry's watching. You know, with the security breach of our information, one of the things Cherry and I were talking about was how interesting that is, that they're talking about putting chips in people and having this big showdown of this corporation that's chipping their employees and how excited their employees were to have these chips. And then all of a sudden, all of our information gets stolen. And what better way to secure our information than by being chipped so no one can steal our identity, right? So throwing out a theory, do you think maybe they're trying to scare us into thinking these chips are really a great idea? What do you think? And do you think the chips are a great idea? I'd love to know. All right, I got that out there.
Well, you know, and that's what, again, I was talking to my daughter and son-in-law about, you know, if you want a conspiracy theory, this is a perfect one.
Mm-hmm.
What better way of tracking everyone, you know, and, you know, in some ways it sounds silly to put it out there. And I'm going, yes, because they want to know where we are. And they have all of our information. It's a little chip in our hands. And, you know, I'm so important. They want to know every move. Yeah, as silly as that sounds, think of the book Big Brother from many years ago. That's what they talk about.
Well, we've been warned about this chipping thing for quite some time. But I am going to giggle at Linda in the chat room who made me laugh during your statement there. But she puts, good morning, no chips unless there's salsa.
There we go. Debbie's behind her. They are trying to cause fear, no chips. So, you know, let's take this time and this opportunity right this moment. Everybody who's listening, and if you go back and listen to the archives, open your hearts, raise your vision up to love, peace, harmony, and see the world, you know, working as a whole in a way that supports all life, not with one ever taking over another, or, you know, the ego getting in where mankind's living in this belief of separation, but feeling the source energy that lives inside each and every one of you. Feel the heart of who you are and send that energy out into your world. See the waters calm, see the lands fertile and thriving. See mankind connected at the heart, not in the fear of mankind's mind. Allow yourself to feel this in this moment. Let your light be sent out, covering your world. Let it reconnect to those worlds that are assisting you now. For each and every one of you, we are saying, we are assisting you, those who understand that life is more than mankind understands. It is not the love that is controlled and conditioned. It is the love of the divine life source and the flow of the universes. So, dearest ones, open your hearts and open your minds and allow yourself now to send out light, send out love.
Mm-hmm. More than ever.
Yes, and I know I have not seen the movie The Net with Sandra Bullock, even though I love her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Linda's saying that the movie The Net, the company was that protects everyone, but they're also the ones causing the havoc. Just saying.
So now we see this beautiful threads of golden light connected to all of us in our hearts and our minds, joy, love, harmony, peace, and living above the fear-based belief systems.
Yeah. And we're talking about how powerful you are. Well, here's the thing. We can be sucked back in, like Cherry was mm-hmm. saying earlier, or we can choose to create a different reality. And we can do that as a collective, or you can do it as an individual. Mm-hmm. But we are creating our own realities. So if there's something you don't like in your reality, shift it, change it, do something to create a better, more peaceful existence for yourself, and rise above these lower vibrational things. Dolores Cannon's one of the ones that talks about that we can create a fifth dimensional existence among the third dimensional reality. And, talks about the two worlds and the shift. And we're in this shift. And we make a choice. We can make a choice to be at peace. And when we make that choice to be at peace, then law of attraction, we attract other peaceful people around us. And that will be our reality. So.
Well, you know, and this is one of the things I've noticed lately is in a day-to-day, sometimes what seems like hour-to-hour moment, I'm going to claim this myself, the old fear-based belief systems are being put in my face and I'm given choice. Do I want to choose to stay there or do I want to create something new and different? You know, it's many of you know that I'm engaged now and we're going to do the big getting married thing. And for me, that's pretty scary due to my, everything I went through with my husband, my late husband's disease and passing, and then other trainings and things like this that I'd had received as I was growing up. So I go back and forth between, oh, this is really positive and wonderful, and oh my God, I'm so in love, to I gotta stop this. I don't want to change. I want to stay where I am. I know this. I'm secure. And then I go back to, oh, I'm so in love. Let your life go forward. And then it's like, but if I do, something could go wrong. And so
you're in love, you sound like the Valley Girl. So in love, you should stay there.
Well, I guess I'm picking up on it on California because Charles lives in California. Oh my God, I went clear back to the 80s.
I know, I was going to say I dated myself with that a little bit, but he totally like sounded Valley Girl like. Yeah. So in like love,
and it's all good. And so now it's going to change into something else. So, oh well. Anyway, you know how it is. So you go back and forth. And so, again, this is a choice of which do I want to stay with, which direction, or, you know, do I want to stay with the old fear-based, or do I want to create something new and much better? And I'm going to say hello to Stephen because he's in our chat room, and I haven't seen him there forever.
Well, go ahead and read his thinker question because that'll get you thinking.
Okay, good morning. Can we equate being chipped to the mark of the beast in Revelations? I don't even like going there.
I become a whiny baby on that one. Last night, the scary movie won't go to Revelations.
I know. Well, you know, I claim this for me. In these types of writings within, the biblical references and all of this, for me, I just see it as human and control. I don't see it as truth. And if I add energy to that, then I stay on an old path. When I think of the Christ consciousness, when I think of Jesus, when I think, I see love, I see light, I see the oneness of all, the speaking of saying you are me and I am you. What's with me is with you. We're one with the God consciousness. Of course, those aren't the words I use in the Bible, but that's my interpretation. Anyway, so I'm going to let you go ahead and give what you, how you feel about it.
This is a question I think that just gets put out there to each individual to think about, what does that mean to you? What does the chip mean to you? You know, some people might see it as very helpful and a positive thing, and others might look at it like being marked, like In Revelation. So it's, what does it mean to you? And, you know, I don't need to influence that with what it means to me. I think you guys already kind of heard where my thoughts are on that. Is my question is, you know, where are they going with these chips? I have questions about the chips. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Was there really no better way to come up with a solution to make things easier than to put chips in people? Because, you know, we already do so many things to our bodies that alter them. And that's a foreign object that you're inserting into your body. And I would think that not everybody would be able to tolerate that very well as well. And it would seem like it would cause irritation. So in my mind, I'm having a hard time figuring out who would even come up with the idea to put in a chip. I mean, we've been doing it with our pets for years, but you know, the chips in our pets don't even help us locate them. That's only if somebody found our pet and then they can scan them. So, you know, if they're going to do something like that, start with the pets. Let's see how that works. Let's put trackers on the pets so we can find them when they run out the front door.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah, put that information in there so you can find them too. GPS locators. But I do find it interesting because what you made me think of, Stephen, is when Hurricane Harvey came in, and my nephew sent to my grandson a reference to another passage in the Bible that suggests we're in Armageddon. And, you know, as the waters and then the fires and, you know, the wars, all of this coming up. But, you know, for me, automatically, as I was talking to my grandson, I said, do you know what? You know, every hundreds of years, these same references come up because you have the floods, you have the fires, you have the wars. And so there's somebody saying, ah, it's the end of the world. And so, you know, anyway, my mind
was
there.
It's been the end of the world for a very long time.
Well, what if we end the world, the fear-based world? What if we end that reality? You know, we have deaths and rebirths all the time. What if we allow this old reality to, you know, have served its purpose and be gone and go back to living in peace, living in harmony, living in love? You know, if...
Yeah.
We have, you know, for me, when I talk to people about this, is it's so interesting is we tend to focus on the negative. You think of people who go into past life regressions. A lot of them go back and say, oh, I was a slave, or I was burned at the stake, or blah, blah, blah. You know, I was tortured. But very seldom, and this is because of our teachings, our trainings, the old patterns, do we remember the enlightened beings that we are, the essence of who we are, where we understand that we're so much more than this, and the capabilities we have of creating at the absolute platforms of love. So
Exactly. And again, that full circle of how powerful we are. You know,
exactly.
As a collective, you guys, we can really make changes. We've seen it with Irma. You know, a lot of people were praying for Irma to go east, I believe is how that prayer was going. And anyways, it was not near as strong as what they had predicted it to be. And the damage that could have happened was minimal. And, you know, there's a lot of power in that. And as we all gather together and see ourselves in this better world, then, you know, the universe responds and we can really create from there. Yeah.
You know, and this is something here is, you know, we don't realize we're even doing it. I just read something that was written on our Facebook page, and it's they already have started. Chips are in credit cards, passports, and some driver's licenses, which we hate, or which we have. Excuse me, I read the next thing, and then
which we hate.
Yeah.
We do.
Well, then the next thing down, it says, I hate that. And our ID can easily be grabbed by anyone with a reader. And then there's Yup. And then right underneath it, and this is not pointing fingers. It's just showing that, yes, there is a fear-based reality. Because when it talks about the ID being grabbed, that's a fear. And it says, I don't subscribe to fear-based. That's how subtle and unseen within us that we do have these fear-based realities that we're living within without being aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment we say, oh, but our ID can be grabbed, we have a worry, we have a fear. So, you know, and again, it's an individual thing. We all get to look at our own trainings. We get to look at our old beliefs. And I love the idea of living in love. It's, for me, it's practice.
Well,
we're in the human journey.
We are in the human journey. And, you know, this morning when we were talking about the idea that our IDs and social securities and credit, mm-hmm. everything's been compromised. Of course, that's going to put you in a place of going, what? You know, and then for me, I was sitting here thinking, okay, what do I need to go and check when we get off the show, you know, and blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah. Fear-based stuff. Yeah.
You know,
but what I'm hearing in my head is that I'm okay. You know, don't worry about it. You're okay. And do the show. So, you know, it can grab us shake up our world pretty quick.
It pulls in. Yes. You know, and the thing about it is there was something important I was going to say. What was it? I know exactly what it was. Is one of the things I will off and on have dreams in which my wallet's stolen with my driver's license, my credit cards, all this. I do not look at that as a premonition. Instead, I wake up going, okay, where am I not claiming my identity? Where am I letting it go? Where am I handing it off? In some respects, this could be a very similar thing. Where are we not claiming our identities, who we are, the power of who we are? Remember, we may seem just one and in this world that's so large, yet when we claim the power of us, you know, we are unstoppable in creating a new reality.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm gonna go back to this conversation that I had yesterday about being so small. You know, I'm feeling small in this world we live in. And, you know, one of the things I invite you to do is to just sit with your eyes closed and start with focusing on yourself and then expand out, get bigger, you know, go, not expand out. What I want you to do is rise above it. That's the word I want.
There we go.
And start rising above. See yourself in your home. Then rise above that. See yourself in your state or in the country you're in or whatever. And then rise above that. And then see yourself on the planet. And then that's when you start realizing how tiny people are. Now, that's how you get to see how small you can be. Now, look at you. You're out in the universe. Your energy is so expansive and so big that you were able to see yourself as an individual and then see yourself as a collective in this planet and then see yourself from space where you can see the whole entire world and the collective of all the energies that we are. And that's how big you can be and bigger and bigger. And don't put a limit on how big you can be because our energy, we are just a small aspect of our energy that we truly are when we are in these bodies. And so don't limit yourself by the physical being because your spiritual being, your higher self, your true self is so expansive that it is actually everywhere and everything. So get rid of those little thoughts and start stepping into that expansive thought of who you are and how powerful that is. Can you imagine affecting the world from that position versus the idea that you are this tiny little speck on a planet. You are everything, and you can work from that space. So try that.
You know what I love, Tracy?
As everything? You were saying,
everything, oh. Absolutely everything. Yet as you were saying that, all of a sudden I felt people, you know, connecting with their light and moving and actually, you know, becoming more than what they're feeling themselves. I felt people rising.
Mm-hmm.
So that is perfect, perfect.
It pulls you out of that feeling of, oh, it feels, well, for me, it pulls mm-hmm. me out of that feeling of being helpless in this situation. We're not helpless. We are so powerful. That's why I was excited about this theme today. We are so powerful.
We are. And gosh, when we create as one, we're amazing. And but as we create as a group, we're even more amazing because we are all one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you say we take a question, girlie?
Let's do
Wait. Let's do something different. let people know how to get a hold of you. And then we'll take a question.
To get a hold of me, probably the best thing to do is go to my website, and that's TracyMahan.com. And I'll spell it because I spell Tracy with an I-E, TracieMahan, like Nancy, not M, like mayhem. Okay. The other way to reach me is to go to my Facebook page, and that is Tracy Mahan, CHT, and that's for Certified Hypnotherapy. And here's one of the things that I always forget, that people don't always know what we do, Cherry. So I do readings. When I do my readings, I would prefer to focus on what can we do to help you heal the past so that you can create your future that you desire. So for those that like to call and say, what does my future look like? I tend to say, well, let's look at your past and see where you're pushing that out in front of you. That's more effective in my mind to create that future that you desire. I do hypnosis. I do QHHT, which is the quantum healing hypnotherapy. It takes you a little bit deeper and takes you into talking to your higher conscious self. So it's a really neat system. I do Reiki, a lot of different energy works and modalities. You'll find it all on the website. And prices are there as well. And okay, but over to Cherry, because I don't have any specials going and I don't have anything that I can think of coming up right now that I could send you to. So
well, you know,
Cherry,
I love it.
She does.
I love it that you said, well, people don't know what we do, because that question went in my mind is, or the thought is, oh, we should tell them what we, or we could tell them what we do, and you just mm-hmm. automatically did it. Tracy and
we're
are
on the same wave.
We are. And again, you can contact me by going to my website, which is cherrydivine.com. Go to my Facebook page, Cherry Divine LLC. I have several things going on. I will be in Sacramento, California, September 23rd and 24th for the Healing Arts Festival. If you're around the area, come and say hi. We have listed, I have listed several of the retreats that are prepared for next year, and that is the Hawaiian Experience Retreat in February, and then it moves into the Mount Shasta retreats, two of them that I've got. There are several others going to be in effect too, but I don't have the information up there yet, the details. If you're interested in any of them, sign up now, because it's always limited space, and it was an amazing experience in Hawaii this year. I always say last year, but we're still in 2017. And it was absolutely filled with, just magic the whole time we were there. I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anything else going on. Anyway, that I can actually think of. And so, what do I do? Well, I remind everybody we're magic. I remind people that we're creating in every moment, that I'm not here to tell you your future. I'm here to assist you in creating the future that you choose to have. And I'm there again. It's looking at those old patterns, those old tapes, the old energy blocks that live inside of you and removing those. When we work together automatically, energy moves and there's energetic releases. We look at health, creating relationships. So much. You just
so much.
All the, so
and I
much.
Want to segue also into the fact that we both work via phone, Skype. We don't have to live near each other for sessions to take place. So
that's true.
Yeah, we can make magic happen. And for those that do like the face-to-face, that's why we can do Skype or FaceTime or even mm-hmm. Facebook has your video conferencing. And there's all kinds of ways to make that happen. So no limits. The glass ceiling is broken. We can do anything. Ooh, we can
well,
do anything.
You know what? Anything. And also, I forget, I'm a communicator. I bring in messages from a consciousness of love. And so when that occurs, there's a cellular clearing that happens at the time the messages are brought in. Gosh, it's so much to say, so much to remember. Okay, are we ready for that caller?
We're ready for that patient caller.
Thank you, patient caller. Caller with the last four digits, 6949, you are on the air. And who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
Hi, this is Laura, and I'm in New Jersey.
Hello,
hello.
Laura.
Hi. My question is, I was wondering what you see for me regarding my finances improving and work.
Again, as soon as you said finances improving and work, it was like, well, if I got a position or my position was better, I'd have more financial income. So, did you want to start this one, Trace, or?
Okay, Laura. So, I feel like you need to have more than one avenue for your finances. So, when you reference finances improving and work, I feel like there's an easier way for you to generate maybe a secondary type income if you're not already doing that. Not something that takes a lot of time, but something that would actually be kind of fun for you to do, and it creates a secondary income for you. And you're currently working right now, correct?
Yeah, I'm on a contract, and it's supposed to end next month.
Oh, okay. Now, you said supposed to end, because I didn't feel like it ended. So is there a chance that they're going to keep you on?
I don't believe they're going to keep me on. There is another implementation of the software going on down in Georgia. Do you see them asking me to stay on for that implementation, or would I be done in October?
Okay, let me see what pops in for that. I personally don't feel like you're moving, like you wouldn't be, because you would have to move for the Georgia site, right? I don't get
yeah.
a sense for that.
Yeah. I wouldn't have to move because it's what they have other people that fly in Thursdays and fly back Sundays. They fly out Thursday, fly back Sunday. So for other parts of the implementation, so they might do the same with me if they were to keep me on.
Oh, okay. So you would keep your home where it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that might be what it is that I'm picking up on then, because I really don't feel like you leave the company. I didn't get that impression at all. It felt very anchored. So I'm going to see what Cherry has to say about that. But if there is a passion thing that you could do that you can make a side money, you know, there's a lot of people that make jewelry or do energy work or different types of things. I'm obviously kind of that mind, my mind thinks that way, but there might be other things that you do that that actually brings a lot of joy for you, that I think if you start doing that on the side, you'll create a secondary income, and that will help. And if they did do the Georgia thing, it feels like that also comes with a wage increase. So, okay, I'm going to hand it off to Cherry.
First of all, Laura, I'm glad that you became specific in what you're looking at. People forget that when they're putting something out and they leave it out in a broad, expansive area, that they're not stepping into the power of who they are. They're not stepping up and claiming their voice and what it is that's important to them. Right, as you defined what it was you wanted to know, you claimed more of your personal self and personal power. And that is perfect. Be as specific as you can in what it is you're choosing to go out into in life. What I was seeing is as if you were in a raft, a rubber raft on a river, and there's a hole, and you're bailing and bailing and bailing, just trying to keep afloat. And instead of, and then it moved to an inner tube where you're sitting in it. There's a hole that is at the bottom of an inner tube, but it actually is inflated and holds you up. This is talking about the financial situation that you're in. Is start looking at the way you view money, or the idea of lack of money. Allow resources to come in from many avenues, not just one. As soon as I start to talk to you about money, I hold my breath, the heart chakra shuts down, the throat chakra shuts down. This is where you're holding your personal power, where you feel powerless in life. And there's a deserving issue that's going on with you. Start seeing money coming in from many different avenues or support. And so recognize if somebody takes you to dinner, gifts you with something and thing, and say thank you. Start practicing receiving and knowing you know that you deserve it. I see a continuation with the company that you're with and from the location that you're at. That part I did get a confirmation for. So this feels like something that you enjoy doing or feel secure in doing. So see, okay, there's a release in the throat. There's old tears, and there's a part of you holding on to this position out of fear of not having. I want you to see yourself doing it and knowing it's a support for you. And I, for whatever reason, I'm seeing like a 6-month period that this is here, but then another opportunity comes in next year that allows you to go out and it shows three rivers of energy. Rivers. I keep seeing water and rivers. So you've got a lot of emotion wrapped around, and this is representing emotion of loss, emotion of grief, emotion of. So this is representing several areas in your life. And so see yourself secured in this position. And I'm like, Tracy, look for an avenue to add in a secondary income, something that you love, something that you thrive in, something because you love well-being and wellness. See ways to support yourself more. It does feel like you have a family around you, yet I'm seeing you feeling as if you're alone, almost like a woman alone on an island, but there's others around you for support. So reach out. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate the readings. Thank you both.
I'm going to remind you that there will be archives to listen to, because that was a lot of information to take in. So just remember, you can go to the archives.
That's the way they work with me, guys. Is that's why we tape them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank
that
you,
was a
Laura.
Lot of really good information.
Thank you,
Laura.
Yes. So now we're going to go on to the next caller, and the last four digits are 5616. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
This is Pearl from Texas.
Hello, Pearl.
How are you doing there in Texas?
I'm doing good. I talked to you last week at the tail end of my show, of your show, actually, the last 2 or 3 minutes. So I thought that I would just call back in and kind of revisit that same kind of career question that I had. Where do you see my career going?
Okay, Pearl, we have a lot of people calling in and a lot of people that we work with individually in our home life. So for me, I'm having to focus a little bit on you. And so when you're looking at your career, I would love it if you were just a little bit more specific of how you're going, because right now it feels as if you're stalled out.
Yes.
It's because you're up in your head more than in the physical movement of the flow. Almost feels like you feel as if you've hit a roadblock, an obstacle, instead of allowing yourself to see that this is just a momentary stall. So when you're looking at where do you see your career going, I want you to be more specific with that. And there's a purpose, because your career can stay. It shows you sitting at a desk just, you know, idly twiddling your thumbs and daydreaming, or actually implementing more of your personal energy and creating a door opening and a flow going.
So. When I have opened the door and I've it just seems like it put me right back here. So I don't really know. That's why I'm asking the question, because I don't. So once the door opens, it seems like the flow stops, and I'm back here, you know, planning and looking at my future again.
Okay. So.
Is it a limiting belief? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Because what I get is the moment that door opens, there's you've already experienced a certain stall, and so when the door opens, just a crack and you start to move through, it's like you peek your head in and then pull yourself back. I want you to step more into your power, and as the door opens, walk through it. Really see this physically happening, because it feels as if you have opportunities coming up, yet it's for you to actually claim them, step into it and allow yourself to claim them. It's almost as if you sabotage, you know, many of us have a self-saboteur, and I'm feeling as if there's a sabotage going on. The moment you start to go through, there's that belief that says, well, this is the end of the line. This is as far as it goes, and I have to begin again. Break it down into smaller compartments. What is it you want to do? And then put three ways underneath, three steps to get this going. And then as you go through those steps, then put three more. Really, you know, honor who you are. Honor the abilities that you have, because it's showing that you have advancement coming, that you don't have to stay stuck in this, almost like this time warp. Think of Groundhog's Day, that you may actually step through and claim it. And it says, quit thinking they give the good jobs to everybody else. There's a part, well, they always give it to somebody else. You hold that belief, that's what you continue to create. It's like, I deserve this, I claim it, it's mine. You know, for me, they're going on into your emotional patterns and the thoughts and belief systems. So I'm going to back down just a little bit, back down, I love that, and have Tracy
back
step
down,
up.
Girl.
Back down.
I know, it gets so easy to get really pulled into these readings because, you know, we jump right into that energy with you guys. Okay, Pearl, so when Cherry was talking about the self-saboteur, that really resonated as far as like, you know, I'll use myself as an example. I grew up in the thought that you have to work hard to barely survive. And I heard that a lot growing up. So when income would come easily, I would sabotage that because income's not supposed to come in easily. I'm supposed to work hard to barely survive, right? So, but I had to have somebody else point that out to me before I could see it. And so that's where we all can help each other out, because, you know, when it's our own stuff, it's a little harder to see. But I am going to jump on that bandwagon with the sabotage. There is some of that going on. Now, that's your homework. You get to look for that. Where is it that you have an old belief system that pops up when things start getting successful? The other thing I want you to look at, and I don't know if you're on my Facebook or not, but I posted last night a astrology thing for some upcoming astrology, and it is really about making some major decisions. it's time to make decisions. And the way astrology is lining up right now, and this is for everybody, if you're on my Facebook page, you can go play it. It's about 30 minutes. And the guy that's talking is quite animated, and I thought he was entertaining to watch. Hopefully you enjoy it. But he talks about how, you know, we're going to be faced with our challenges right now. We're going to be faced with the things that we need to look at so that we can make some major decisions and move away those blocks. And so that might be part of the resistance that you feel, is that this stuff keep, you know, you get to that open door and then all of a sudden it something just stops. That might help you to listen to that and kind of get a feel for what's going on astrologically so you have a better idea of what you're looking for. Now, the good news is, and hopefully this is good news for you because it is a little bit, it's next year, but when I asked when are things going to start to really improve for you and start looking more like what you desire, I was seeing July. Actually, what I was seeing is fireworks, and so I asked, is that, you know, is that a time frame? Yes. So I'm going to put July on that, unless it's New Year's. We get fireworks mm-hmm. in New Year's too. So that's why I tell you what I see. Yeah, I tell you what I see because my interpretation might not be the right one. So fireworks, I see fireworks. So New Year's, 4th of July, you've got some really good shifts coming, and maybe it's both of those. Maybe it's January. Maybe it's also July. You'll have changes that are exciting to you coming in both of those time frames. So know that you do have some exciting changes coming, and they're going to be desired changes. And, you know, keep the faith, because your faith is what brings that in. So I will leave it at that because I know we have other callers and we're running out of time.
We are. And it was great is because you said fireworks, I automatically saw New Year's. So it looks to me, for me, it just shows the beginning of the year. And so one of the things and I'm just throwing this out there really quick for you, Pearl, is one of the things when this new opportunity comes up, be aware of your old patterns, because you have the potential of pulling yourself back, not letting yourself go forward. Really recognize where you're holding yourself up. Okie doke.
I will. Thank you. This is a new issue for me. So, and I really appreciate you helping me kind of push through it and recognize it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so
thank
welcome.
You much,
thank you. Mm-hmm. So, let me see. That was this one. Oh, goodness. Okay, caller with the last four digits. 4415, you're on the air. Who are we talking to and where are you calling from? Hello?
It's the mystery person.
Okay. There's nobody there. Our ghost is here.
Oh.
Okay. We only have a few minutes left, so I'm going to go to the next caller. And if you, so caller 7245, you're on the air. Who are we talking to and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Ray and I'm calling from Oakland.
Hi.
Hi, Ray. I love all the different places we're getting callers from. This is funny.
Yes.
I love it.
Okay.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. This is my first time calling in.
Well, it's our first
great.
Time answering your call. This is exciting.
Yes. And I will be in your area in about 2 weeks. Anyway.
Oh, okay, great. So I have a question. Would you by chance be able to answer my question about, like, my career? I'm really, like, I'm at a job, and it's like I'm kind of wanting to go, but I don't know what the future holds or what the best thing to do, and truly confused.
Okay. Well, we'd usually ask the person to be specific in their question so that we can really hone in on the answer.
Yeah.
And so you've got this really broad, and it shows that you almost like you feel like you're walking on jello. Yet I do feel like you have oh my goodness, and it's almost like somebody else is holding you back. This change, this worry, this change is like somebody's got you around the wrist keeping you from stepping forward. You have a great opportunity coming up, and it feels like in the next month to 2 months, and it just says step into it and claim it. Your confusion is more not knowing that the job, the idea is, you know, the job has great potential, but will it make other people happy? This is something to really claim for yourself. Okay? Trace?
Okay.
Yeah, when I tuned into you, the first thing I got was it kind of like a feeling of hard to breathe. So it's like, I don't know if the job you're in right now is just kind of stifling you. Do you want out of this job? Is that the question you're asking?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I can get a little bit more specific for you guys if you'd like.
Yes.
I work at a PR firm, and I've recently just found out that I'm very much underpaid. I like PR, but I also have a broadcasting background that I'm pretty good at, and it's really difficult to get into broadcasting. And I think just at this point, it's like, I don't know where my PR is going to go. I work at a PR firm that the culture is kind of toxic. A lot of the employees want to leave, but my VP really likes me, and he offered me a raise and a client. I'm early in my PR career. I'm only 8 months into it, and I fear that if I leave right now, I may stunt my growth, and I'm also looking somewhere where I can grow more and make more money. But well, I would say my ultimate passion is broadcasting.
Yeah, let's get rid of the word difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And I beat Cherry to it. I'm so excited.
Yay!
So get rid of that word difficulty to do the thing that you really dream doing. I do feel like you'll stay with that. You're going to put in at least a year with the job that you're at, so you're almost there. But start putting your feelers out for the dream, okay, because the dream is there waiting for you. You wouldn't have that dream if it wasn't there for you to grab hold of. So I do want you to look at – it feels like it doesn't come in quite the way that you have it pictured in your mind. So let go of your idea of what that looks like and let it come in the way that Spirit has arranged for you, if that makes
okay.
sense. And take that word difficulty out. This comes to you like easy peasy. This is your job. So you're like a magnet just pulling it in. And you're getting the experience you need with that other position, and just look at it like that. You're there because you need an experience, so you're there to get that. And then once that puzzle piece is done, the new piece will come in, and it all falls into place. So, but I think you're going to be at that job. Go ahead.
Do you by chance have like a generic timetable, like a year, 8 months? Because like,
well, I think you'll be with your. I think you have to be in the current job that you're in for at least a year, and you said you got 8 months into it. So I would say between 12 and 14 months into that job, you're going to see a shift in a direction you want that shift to happen. So I'll let Cherry take it because there's not a lot of time left.
Okay, I want to go back to what you're looking at and where I was saying you feel as if you're being held down. Let go of what everybody else believes about the job that you're in. All we see it as supporting you and taking you forward. Because as you hold on to their disease, their unhappiness, you're actually pulling yourself down, and it's not going to allow you to move forward. And then it shows that you'll be in this position at least 15 months. See yourself as being happy and supported in everything you do. I'm like Tracy, get rid of the negative belief systems about, oh, it's hard to get out in broadcasting. It's this, it's that. You know, start practice. We have the internet. What can you get out there and put on, say, a YouTube channel, something like that that draws attention to you? Use every avenue for your purpose and your love, and then see it being easy, because it does show that you have an entry-level position come in for you to move into the broadcasting. Look at it as a golden opportunity, not just, oh, wow, entry level. Let it be an opportunity. It feels as if you'll hold on to the job that you have at that time and do this one on the side, but really see yourself going out. We have a huge opportunities in advancement due to the various channels on TV, to the internet, to all of these different electronic means. So see yourself receiving the position you want and let it grow. Claim it. Okay?
And wow, you hit that on the nail.
That's because we're so good.
That's what I've been trying to do, because my ideal thing is that I work here where I'm at, make decent money, but also do something on the weekend. And I'll end it on this note. The reason what got me into broadcasting is that I have my own radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, and I grew it to 70,000 listeners.
Woo!
Wow.
We should be guests on your show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let go of the word trying. Let go of the word trying. And I will be in Sacramento, not this weekend, but next weekend at the Healing Arts Festival. If you're in the area, stop on by and say hi.
That's where I live, but I work in Oakland.
Ah, well, when I see you on the weekend. We have 1 minute left, so we have to go.
Okay.
And
all right,
great
thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so I have no idea who's open and who's not. Anyway, Tracy, say whatever it is you're going to say. I'm not grounded.
All right. Love you guys. Thank you for listening. We'll see you here again next week. We'll have another wonderful topic to twist your minds around. And have a wonderful week and a wonderful Wednesday. How's that?
Yes. That was perfect. Thank you all for listening. You can go to TracyMahan.com or CherryDivine.com. Find out all about us and talk to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.